Amen. Praise God. What a beautiful song. Sabi po doon, let me live a life to leave a legacy. Let me shine a light. Amen. And with a vision that my heart looks like your heart in the end. Yan po ang lundo ng ating mission. Ang hindi lang tayo umabot sa iba, kundi tayo ay maging kawangis ng Panginoon sa ating paghay. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Nag-iisa ako ngayon physically, but alam ko kasama namin kayo dyan online. And Pastor Al is resting po muna dahil po katatapos lang po ng kanyang papers sa kanyang doctoral studies at marami pa po siyang tatapusin. So, he wanted to join. Kaya lang, sabi ko sa kanya, mag-rest ka na lang muna kasi mukhang inaantok po siya. Pero, nandyan po siya at magpaparamdam din po yan online. So, purihin ng Panginoon, hindi tayo nag-iisa sa lahat ng panahon. He is with us and this is all about Him. Kaya we have the reason na po to gather in His name and worship Him. So, kamusta na po kayo? Ayan, so pagka tayo ay lumabas na po sa daan, talagang parang lahat ng tao ay nasa daan na. Nandiyan na po ang traffic, nandiyan na po ang talagang dami ng tao sa paligid. Wala pa po ang mga estudyante doon. Pero still, mag-ingat pa rin po tayo because COVID-19 virus is just still around the corner. So, ang proteksyon ng Panginoon at pagliligtas po niya ay sumaating lahat. Ayan. So, bago po tayo magkaroon ng isang awit na pakikinggan at sasambahin ng Panginoon, magkaroon po muna tayo ng unang pagkakataon, part 1 of our prayer. Ayan. Before we have our prayer, sabi po sa Psalm chapter 100, shout for joy to the Lord all the years. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Sa paglapit po natin sa Panginoon, mayroon po tayo pagkakilala sa Kanya. In the virtue of creation, He is our Maker. And in the virtue of redemption, He is our great Shepherd who laid down His life for all of us. So, inaanayahan po kayo na magkaroon kayo ng kaunting secluded place and time sa inyo pong bahay ngayon o sa kwarto po ninyo. At mataimtim po nating pasalamatan ng Panginoon at takilain po siya bilang ating Diyos magpasawalang hanggan. That's why we will enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. We will give thanks to Him. Pupunuin po natin ang ating chat room ngayon, ang ating comment box ng pasasalamat at pagpupuri sa Panginoon. Why? For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. If you believe that the love of God and His goodness and His faithfulness abound to us, let us close our eyes and let us really enthrone Jesus into our hearts, into this church, into this ministry. Father, we thank You tonight that we can come to You and pray to You as a church, pray to You, Lord, as a body. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, ang Iyo pong pagtulong sa amin, banal na Espiritu ng Diyos, na kami turuang manalangin at sumamba sa Espiritu at katotohanan at makita namin ang ganda ng mga bagay na inilikha Mo at inihanda Mo para sa amin. Kinikilala ka namin, Diyos, aming Ama, na siyang manlilikha at ang bukal ng buhay, Panginoon, at gayon din ang nagbigay ng buhay sa amin upang kami ay maligtas, hindi lamang sa sakit, hindi lamang sa problema, kundi maligtas kami sa kasalanan at magpasawalang hanggan kami pipisan sa Iyo. Tonight, Lord, we entrust to You every part of this word and prayer session. We entrust to You every heart. We entrust to You every word that we will feast on, Lord, tonight. To You be all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, purihin ang Panginoon at talagang sa mga panahon na napapayuko tayo dahil sa disappointment at sa lungkot ng buhay, learn to look up. And when we look up, we see and we can feel the sunshine. No, at night, we can see the stars and the moon. And wow, talagang mayroong Diyos na manlilikha at the best is yet to come for all of us. So learn to look up and celebrate the God of wonders. Amen. So mukhang tahimik po ang ating comment box. Siguro po ay napaisip kayo, no, sa ating icebreaker sa inyong palagay. Bakit magkaugnay ang pagiging disipulo ni Jesus at ang gawain ng pagmimisyon? Ayan, medyo mind-boggling po ba? Pero salamat sa Panginoon for we have this topic, discipleship missions. Ayan, mula po sa ating series na stewardship, ang pagiging katiwala ng Diyos na doon natin binuo na wala tayong pagmamay-ari, walang akin, no? At walang para sa akin. Ang lahat ay para sa Diyos. At makita natin, wow, tayo pinagkatiwalaan. Pero ang pinakadakilang pinagkatiwala po niya sa atin ay ang kanyang kaharian, no? Ang kanyang kingdom. To advance His kingdom, to promote His kingdom, to live in His kingdom, and to live for His kingdom. What a great call of stewardship and servanthood. At ngayon nga, pinag-uusapan natin itong month of June ang discipleship missions. And last week, nakita natin, no, yung spirituality of missions. Mayroon siyang pagtugon, katugon sa spirit. Yung spirituality ay yung kabahagi nito, yung paano natin mauunawaan ng mission sa kanyang spiritual na aspeto. Hindi lang siya gawa, paghayo, pag-abot, kung hindi mayroon siyang spirit, mayroon siyang puso. At nakita po natin doon na ang puso niya ay nandun sa Luke chapter 10 verse 2, ang sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in His harvest." So makita po natin dito na mayroon pong tatlong spirituality ang missions. Una, yung desperation. Ang makita natin ng harvest field, no, the way God wants us to see it. And therefore, when we see a lot of souls, no, dying without Jesus, nagkakaroon tayo ng desperation na talagang puso para sila ay maligtas. At ang mga nananalangin na ito ay umaabot na ito ay hindi lang basta-basta tao at Kristiyano tinatawag, kundi dapat ito ay mayroong kabanalan at marugdob na puso at talagang sinasamahan ng Banal na Espiritu. At kayo, nakita natin kung tayo'y kumakatok, no, sa mga tao at talagang samahan nyo kami, o kaya talagang tayo naman ay nandun na sa harvest field. Huwag tayong manghihinawa, huwag tayong matatakot, kasi talagang we are sent by God, and if we are sent by the Lord, He will go with us till the end. That is His promise. Amen? And then pangatlo, sabi doon, stepping out into God's authority, that all this sending, no, lahat ng paglilingkod natin sa Panginoon, lahat ng pagbimisyon natin sa Kanya, ay hindi para maipromote ang isang organization, hindi para maipromote ang simbahan o ang pangalan ng tao, kundi ang sabi doon, ito ay gawain ng Panginoon at para lamang sa Kanyang kaluwalhatian. Kaya we don't need, no, to be distracted by the world, at kailangan meron tayong focus to follow the Lord even the road is really difficult, because God will go with us and supply all that we need. Yan. So, meron po bang sumagot sa inyo? Ayun. So, si Pastor Al, sabi ni Pastor Al, the love of Jesus compels us to make disciples leading to world mission. So, for him, that's the connection of discipleship and missions. It talks about the love of Jesus, no? That motivates, that moves us to do the world missions. Ayan. So sabi ni Lewis Clavite, tanging mga disciple lang ng Panginoon ang makakagawa ng Great Commission, because only disciples can produce disciples. Ayan. Sabi ni Engineer William nito, sapagkat ang pagbimisyon ay isang paraan sa paghayo at ng pagtugon at pagsunod sa tawag ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanyang mga tunay na disipulo. So, yung mission is just a response, no? To the God who calls you. Ayan. So, merong relationship sa Panginoon. And sabi ni Aubrey, magkaugnay po ang pagiging disipulo at ang pagbimisyon. Dahil through discipleship po, malilid po ang mga tao to love and be involved in missions. Wow! Thank you sa ating mga matatapang ng mga leaders, no? So, mentors who shared your heart, no? Answering the challenge, the question tonight. Ayan, ano nga yung tanong natin? Sa iyong palagay, bakit magkaugnay ang pagiging disipulo ni Jesus at ang gawain ng pagmimisyon? Yan po ang ating objective ngayong gabi na ito. Samahan niyo po ako as we look at the Word of God and answer the question, what is the relationship between discipleship and missions? Ano nga ba ang koneksyon ng dalawa na ito? At the end of our discussion, mayroon kang mailalagay sa iyong puso na kahulugan, no, ng discipleship missions. At meron mailalapat sa iyong puso na lundo ng iyong pagsunod ay ang paggawa sa mission. At kayo din, hahakbang tayo simula ngayon hanggang sa tatawagin tayo ng Panginoon till the end, becoming His disciples into missions. That's why at the end of this discussion, we will become missional. And becoming missional begins by making disciples. So praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Yan po ang ating objectives, ha? Ngayong gabi na ito. So huwag niyo po akong iwanan. Ayan. So tayo pong lahat ay learners sa gabing ito. If you have your Bibles with you, no? Bubuksan po natin yung ating Bible sa kwento po na ito in Luke chapter 24, 44 to 49. Babasahin ko po muna yung text, tapos i-discuss natin together. Okay, let us read Luke 24, 44 to 49. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." So, ipit niyo po ang inyong mga kamay sa text na ito in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 49. So, I'm gonna share with you our continuation po ng ating discipleship missions talk with the topic, A Heart for Discipleship Missions. Ayan. So, ano nga ba ang puso ng pagiging disipulo tungo sa pagmimisyon? Ayan. A Heart for Discipleship Missions. So, alam niyo daw po, meron daw pong isang magandang city, no? That's the city of Pittsburgh. Ayan. At doon daw po sa lugar na iyan, ay mayroon daw pong isang impressive na multi-million dollar post office na the build. Alam niyo po, at doon sa araw ng inauguration nito, ay talaga pong there was this grand opening at talaga pong may mga banda pa at nandun pa rin po ang kanilang mga officials at nag-speak pa po ang governor. Wow! At talagang proud ang mga tao na nandoon sa city na iyon dahil sa isang magandang post office. Po. Kaya lang, sa first day, no, ng operations po nila, meron pong first customer na dumating. Kaya lang, wala po, nakita nila, wala siyang post office na to mail a letter. What do you call that? Yung pong paghuhulugan ng sulat. Medyo sa mga millennial at Gen Z, ito ang na-miss ninyo. Kabe, inabot namin to, Generation X or mga baby boomers. Ayan, itong exciting moment, isa sa mga exciting moments nung mga panahon ng ligawan, kasi merong post office, ayan, so may sulat and everything, maghuhulog ka, and then merong postman, no, mailman. Talagang maganda, no, yung exchange of letters, no, from overseas. Anyway, ito nga pong first customer na to ay dumating po sa isang napakagandang post office. Subalit, wala po itong hulugan ng sulat. Ayan. Di po ba nakakalungkot? Dahil sila ay post office, subalit wala po yung letter drop na tinatawag. Nakalimutan nila ang kanilang dahilan bakit sila nag-e-exist. At nagkaroon nga po ito ng compromise, no? Situation with their mission. Gayun din sa church, no? Ano nga ba ang mission natin? Ang mission natin is to reach out to the lost, no? To bring the cross to the world. Pero nasaan na nga po yun? Sabi ni Pastor Edmond Chan, may dalawang dahilan kung bakit mahina ang missions o ang missional agenda ng bawat church. Dahil daw po, it's either the church is sleeping or the church is distracted. Ayan. So, ano po ba yung church? The church is not just the cross world as an organism, as an organization. The church is us. I am the church. You are the church. The Holy Spirit resides in us. Amen? We are the church. So, babalik natin ang tanong, bakit hindi tayo nakakapag-reach out sa lost? Bakit kapag ka lamang conquest time, tsaka tayo na-energize at parang di umano ay napipilitan niya tayong humayo? Mayroon pong dalawang dahilan bakit hindi nga po tayo active sa missions. It's either tayo ay tulog o tayo ay nagugulumihanan o tayo'y nalilito o distracted. Ano po ang ibig sabihin that the church is asleep? Ibig kong sabihin, there is no appetite for spiritual things. Tulog ang kaluluwa. Tulog ang puso, no, na talagang tumitibok para po sa iba. Kakaunti at maliit ang interes sa paghayo. Napakaliit ng lakas na mayroon para lumabas sa comfort zone. Ito po yung tinatawag that the church is asleep. Titingnan natin ang ating buhay. Am I, as a church, asleep or sleeping? Ano pong ibig sabihin? Tingnan po natin yung thermometer natin o yung pandama natin with the spiritual things. Ano po ba yung spiritual things? The things of God, the things about God, and the things for God. Ito yung sinasabi na pagising mo. What moves you? What motivates you to live? What motivates you to go out your home or houses? So nandoon po ang pag-abot sa iba. Pero bakit hindi po yun nare-realize? Because we have this little or nothing, no, appetite for spiritual things. Pangalawa naman po, the church that is distracted, or I am distracted. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Present naman ako sa church. Ang dami-dami ko pang ang ministry. O yung church mismo, ang dami-daming ministry. Mayroong production ng album, mayroong ministries for all ages, ang dami pong mga fellowship, meeting, and everything. Kaya lang po, nawala yung core mission. Remember, yung post office sa Pittsburgh, grabe, ang grande, multi-million dollar yung building. Pero, nawala yung heart of the mission. Wala yung letter drop na tinatawag. Doon na-compromise ang kanilang building. Na-compromise ang kanilang title. And it goes the same with us, mga kapatid. no? We get distracted, and we are always distracted with the things of this world, with the aspirations that we have, no, for this world. At gayon din sa church, bakit nga ba nasa sideline yung mission? Dahil ang pinagtutuunan natin ng pansin ay yung inggitan, yung pag-aaway-away, yung chismis, at yung mga bagay na, alam niyo po yun, na activities but not the main thing. At dahil po dito, nagkakaroon daw po ng amnesia ang church. Nagkakaroon ng sakit ang church. Nakakalimot. Nakakalimot sa totoong pagkatawag at totoong paghayo para sa Panginoon. The church must never lose sight of the Great Commission. This is our heart. Pwede niyo pong sabihin, for example, your name is Jane. Jane must never lose sight of the Great Commission. Citas must never lose sight of the Great Commission. You and I, Crossroad, must never lose sight of the Great Commission. Alam niyo po, meron pong isang pastor or isang writer, executive director ng Church of God in Cleveland, Tennessee. Nagkaroon po siya, na-develop po niya yung acronym na FINISH, F-I-N-I-S-H, para po sa kanilang World Missions Trust. Tignan po natin, FINISH. Ang ganda ng acronym na FINISH because it gives us the sense of completion na talagang dapat po bago tayo mawala dito sa mundong ito ay mayroon tayong natapos. Kagaya po ni Paul, isa lamang ang kanyang goal, no? To finish the race. And what is that race? To proclaim the gospel to wherever God would send him. So sabi dito, F, find the unreached people groups throughout the world. I, intercede to God to minister and motivate His church. N, network Christian leaders in every nation. I, invest time, skills, and money. S, send more church planters and missionaries than ever before. H, harvest until the Great Commission is completed in our generation. Alam niyo po, simula po nung ako ay na-born again, I was so only 12 or 13 when I get to know Jesus. Na po talaga nagpe-pray na po ako ng revival. Nagpe-pray na po ako na makita ko talaga sa aking mga mata ang buong Pilipinas. Talaga pong si Yahweh ang Diyos. Pero alam niyo po, meron din po akong pinapanalangin ng mga unreached people groups. And one of those countries ay yung pong Indonesia. Matagal ko pong ipinanalangin sa Panginoon na ang Indonesia po ay magkaroon ng spiritual awakening revival. At alam niyo po, sila ay nasa 1040 window nung time na yon. That was 28 years ago nung ako'y nasa Bible school. Ang ibig kong sabihin yan, sila po ay nasa hindi po naaabot, no? Mga bansa na hindi naaabot ng salita ng Panginoon. Isa po ang Indonesia. And natutuwa ako sa Panginoon kasi hindi lang po ako nakakita ng revival ng Indonesia. Alam niyo po, ang Indonesia po ngayon ay mayroon po silang fastest growing churches, no? At mayroon pong revival sa Indonesia. Alam niyo po, nakakatuwa. May bonus si Lord. Mayroon po tayong Crossroad Indonesia. Palakpakan naman po natin ang Lord doon. Amen? So mga kapatid, ang araw po natin, 24 hours a day, no, babalik lang po tayo doon sa acronym na FINISH. What are we doing so far in relation to missions? Paano po tayo nakakaalam ng mga unreached people group? Isa po dyan ang India, no po, ang Iran, ang Iraq, ang dami po. Pero purihin ang Panginoon dahil ginagamit niya ang Pilipinas to send missionaries to these nations. It's time, young people, young adults listening to me, kaysa po mag-Google tayo, mag-TikTok tayo, why don't you look and research? Make a research. What is the 1040 window? What are the nations that are really unreached? What are the kinds of people, no? Tribes, cities, nations, na talagang hindi pa naaabot ang salita ng Panginoon, and begin to intercede. Alam niyo po, sana ngayong gabi na ito, we can spend at least an hour a day, no? To pray for these nations. Alam niyo po, pag sinagot ng Panginoon, kagaya po nun, nakita ko, wow, revival yung Indonesia. Sinusundan ko po yung revival sa Indonesia. And then, nagkaroon tayo ng Crossroad Indonesia, particularly in Batam. And we were able to minister in Crossroad Bali. In Bali. No po, alam niyo po yun, ang sarap ng feeling na naging bahagi ka ng pagsagot ng Diyos. Dito po nawa lumalim ang ating puso sa pananalangin. Yung po tinatawag na discipline of surrender, that we don't just pray for the things that we need and we want in life, not only to pray for the people that we reach, no, our family, friends, and loved ones, but we begin to extend, to become missionaries first in prayer. And nasabi doon, invest your time, skills, and money. Mayroon po tayong missions offering every last Sunday of the month. Kamusta na po ang ating pagkakaloob? Alam niyo po, talagang kinukonsecrate ko po iyan. Maliit lamang po yung halaga na yon. Pero alam niyo po, every time I give that missions offering to the Lord, ang sinasabi ko sa Panginoon, Lord, send this money to the places that they need you. And Lord, darating din yung time that I, no? Lord, you will send me to missions. At yun po yung aking seed of becoming missionary, of being sent by God. No? Kaya gusto ko pang humaba ang buhay ko because Pastor Allen, I know marami pa kaming dreams na ma-reach na mga lugar for the Lord. And sana ipanalangin po natin that Crossroad Church will become a frontliner, no po, a spiritual missional frontliner. Talaga magpapadala po tayo ng missionaries. Wow! What a great vision that we are receiving tonight. Amen, Crossroad Church? But it takes discipleship to see all this. It takes followership to Jesus before we step in to this place called mission. Dahil, ang sabi nga po dito, reaching out to the lost is not a sideline for the church. It is the lifeline of the church. Ulitin ko po iyan. Reaching out to the lost is not a sideline for the church. It is the lifeline of the church. Gamitin po natin yung ating buhay. Reaching out to the lost is not my sideline. It is my lifeline. Amen? Now, we must keep our mission in sight dahil kapag ka nandoon ang puso natin, nandoon ang tuon po natin. Wow, we will see the wonders of the Lord kagaya ng inawit natin kanina. But being missional is not enough. Hindi po enough yung wow, alam ko yung 1040 window. Oh, alam ko mag-mission. Oh, meron akong sinisave for missions. Meron akong desire. Being missional is not enough. Because without discipleship, missions will not be sustainable. Ano pong ibig sabihin? May puso ka sa gawain ng Diyos, subalit wala kang puso para sa Diyos, hindi ka mananatili. Kaya ito ang kaugnayan ng discipleship missions. Ang puso para sa Diyos ay nagkakaroon ng puso na tutugon sa pag-abot sa iba. Without discipleship, missions will not be sustainable. Why the missional church will fail? Bakit nga po ba nagpe-fail ang missions sa church? Kasi po alam nyo, sabi po ni Mike Green, mission is messy. It's humbling. There's often no glory in it. It's for the long haul. And it's completely unsustainable without discipleship. Makikita po natin, no? Parang pagkasinabi natin missions, traveling to the other nation, reaching out to other people, going out to my comfort zone. Isn't it exciting? Well, nagkakamali po tayo. Mission is really messy. It's humbling. Change ka po talaga dito. There's often no glory dahil maraming makakalimot sa'yo at maraming hindi maipagkaka, kumbaga hindi ka makikilala ng marami. But it's for the long haul, no? Talagang mahabang lakbayin. And it's completely unsustainable without discipleship. Mahirap i-sustain ang paghayo, ang pag-abot sa mga nawawala, ang pagtulong sa mga taong makita si Jesus. Bakit po mahirap kung walang discipleship? Kung wala ang puso mo sa puso ng Diyos. Unless we start having more discussion about discipleship and how we make missionaries out of disciples, this movement will stall and fade. Kaya tatanungin natin, bakit dati on fire ako sa conquest? Bakit dati parang alab na alab ako mag-life group? Bakit dati gusto ko sasama sa mga outreaches? Pero bakit ngayon wala? It's not because yung sinasabi ng church ay mahirap. It's not because masyadong mabigat na yung pinapagawa ng church. No. It's because our heart is far from God. Because if our heart beats the heart of God, madali po sa atin ang lahat. At hindi po natin makakaligtaan ang pagtawag sa atin to reach out to the lost. Pabalikan po natin ang Lucas kabanatang 24, talatang 44 hanggang 49. Ito po ay okasyon kung saan nag-resurrect na si Jesus and he walked with two disciples in the road to Emmaus. Paborito ko po ang lakad na ito ni Jesus sa Emmaus. Mayroon pong kanta dito eh, na paborito ko pong hymn, yung pong He Walks With Me by the Garden. And He Walks With Me and He Talks With Me. Yan. And He Tells Me I Am His Own. Yan. Wala si Pastor Ale, so napapakanta ako. Pag nandiyan si Pastor Ale, hindi ako makakakanta. Pero research niyo po yung hymn na yan. That is one of my favorite hymns. Talaga pong, wow, very sweet si Jesus. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And then doon po sa road to Emmaus sa to, nagkwento po ang Panginoon. At meron pong apat tayong makikita dito kung ano nga po ba ang ibig sabihin ng discipleship missions. Mula sa kwento ni Jesus, mayroong apat na fundamental truths na hindi po natin dapat kaligtaan para makita natin at maipaliwanag natin at maipamuhay natin na magkaugnay ang pagiging disipulo ni Jesus sa paghayo para sa Kanya. Number one, who He really is, the promised Messiah. Grabe po dito. Sa verses 44 to 45, sinabi po ni Jesus sa dalawang disciples niya, naaalala niyo ba ang lahat ng mga kwento ko sa inyo? The things written about me in the law of Moses. Who He really is, the promised Messiah. When we talk about discipleship missions, it is not just apprenticeship. It is not just about the doing. It is about relationship. It is about God. It is about Jesus, about Him, not about us. It is about His kingdom, His sacrifice, His salvation, His great commission, His glory. Yan po ang lundo ng discipleship mission. It is all about the promised Messiah. He came. He fulfilled His promise. He saved us. We have a Savior. And what a message to say. Therefore, discipleship is not just doing following, going after. Discipleship is about having a heart to missions. Discipleship missions is deeply rooted on who Jesus really is. Kapatid, itong nakakaraang linggo lang, mula nung Sunday sa ating message about the Father's heart of God, being one with the Father, how did God reveal Himself to you? And that is discipleship mission. It's about Him, not about us. Number two, discipleship mission is about what He has actually done. Our message, the essential message is Jesus suffered, died, but He rose again from the dead. Amen? Therefore, discipleship is not a regimental duty. Hindi ka gumagawa ng mga bagay para mapansin ka ni Jesus. Ginagawa mo ang mga bagay na ito, ang devotion, ang pagsimba, ang pagkakaloob, ang paghayo. Why? Because this is part of your redemptive journey in the love of God. You have received His love and you love Him back. And this is discipleship mission. This is the message, what Jesus had done for us. Alam niyo po, pagka nananalangin tayo, nananalangin tayo ng Lord, sana po mawala na yung COVID. Please do it for us. Lord, wala akong pera. Please provide for me. Lord, wala akong boyfriend. Sana ipakilala mo na. Lord, kailangan ko ng bahay. Kailangan ko ng lupa. Kailangan ko ng ganito. Lord, sana dumating na. We're focused on the present and on the future. But hey, look back. Because Jesus resurrected from the dead. That was a great credential of who really God is. The essential message of Christianity is not in the do. Do this, Lord. Do this for me, God. But in what He had done, already done for me. Amen, Crossroads Church? We have a resurrected Savior. We have a God who is alive. Therefore, dapat ang mga mukha natin kapag tayo nakaharap sa problema, cheer up! Because the chains of curses have been broken. All the bandages, all the curses of sin had been broken. We don't just see the promised Messiah, but we have a risen Savior. At Diyos lang po makagagawa niyan. And in Him, we have resurrection. Kung mamamatay tayo dito sa lupa, tatapos ang buhay natin dito, He is the God of resurrection. He will resurrect us and we will live with Him forever. Kaya walang takot sa pagsunod sa Panginoon. Walang takot sa paghayo. Walang takot. Dahil ginawa na ng Panginoon ang lahat. Jesus suffered and died, but never forget, He is also our risen King. To God be the glory. Therefore, discipleship mission is deeply rooted upon what Jesus has redemptively done. Kapatid, huwag mo lang hintayin ang gagawin sa'yo ng Diyos. Tignan mo na ang ginawa niya sa'yo. At doon sa resurrection power na yon, doon nakaangkla ang lahat ng kalwalhatian na darating sa atin. Doon ipinapakita na ang Diyos natin ay nabuhay na maguli mula sa mga patay. And He is now reigning in the heavens. And He is reigning in our hearts. And He will live with us. And we will live with Him forever. Amen. Look not only for what Jesus can do for you today and tomorrow. Look back. He had already done something great. And that's more than enough for us to go and preach His word. Reach out the lost souls. Number three, what He wants His disciples to do, the global missions. Ang sabi po niya sa verses 47-48, Kaya ngayon, nabuhay na ako, sabi ng Panginoon. I-proclaim nyo ito. Proclaim His name to all the nations. No stopping in reaching souls for Christ. Up until the last soul, up until the last person on earth gets to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Huwag po tayong titigil na iproklama at ideklara ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos, ang kanyang pagliligtas, ang kanyang paghahari hanggang dulo, hanggat may taong hindi pa nakakarinig sa kanya. At kung sino man yung huling-huling tao na yon, dun lang tayo titigil. If he said, Lord, you are my God and my Savior. Discipleship is not a spectator sport. Hindi tayo tagapagmasid, tagapanood lamang. Discipleship is not just a kind of commitment, no? Na parang masabi mo lang na nag-church ka, nagdi-disciple ka, nagdi-devotion ka. No, it is a passionate commitment to the living Lord. It is a commitment. It is a long-term commitment, covenant to global mission in His name, declaring the kingdom of God is at hand. Mga kapatid, we have this great message. Hallelujah! Do you believe so? Wala nang ibang good news maliban dito sa good news ng pagliligtas ng Panginoon sa atin, tayong mga makasalanan, minahal, tinubos, ibinigay ng Diyos ang kanyang buhay para sa atin. Wow! Mga kapatid, if there's anyone here kaya who have found a cure for cancer or COVID, hindi kaya po ito ipamamalita? Diba? If we have found cure for COVID or cancer, talaga po ito'y ipamamalita natin. How do you see the gospel? How do you see the good news? How do you see this enormous work of the Lord for us? He suffered, He died, and He rose again from the dead. How do you take this? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it amazing? Go tell the wonderful works of Jesus to all the people we meet. Amen. There is a vital mission for us disciples, and that is to proclaim Jesus, His name, to all the nations. Therefore, discipleship missions is deeply rooted in the global agenda of Jesus. It's time to look beyond. Pray for the nations. Take part in the redemption of every nation, every tribe, every tongue in this world. And last, how exactly they are to do it? The divine means. Paano natin gagawin ito? Discipleship missions. Until they are clothed with power on high. Discipleship is not a DIY project. Do it yourself. No. Discipleship is not meant, it's not to be done, no, in our own strength, our own resources, our own wisdom. It is a deep transformational work of God. This is discipleship. Kung pinapayagan mong kumilos ang Diyos, kung pinapayagan mong tulungan ka ng Diyos, kung pinapayagan mong sakupin ka ng Diyos, kung pinapayagan mong ayusin ng Diyos ang buhay mo, this is discipleship. At hindi malayo, ang taong nagpapaayos ng buhay sa Diyos ay tumutugon sa kanyang tawag ng pagmimisyon. Hallelujah! Discipleship missions. Discipleship is all about following Jesus that we might know Him, serve Him, love Him, become more like Him. And we can only do this each day when we follow Him with His heart reaching out to the lost. Paano po natin ito gagawin? Through His divine empowering. Every day, pray for divine appointment. Every day, pray for personal revival. every day, pray that you will be found obedient to the call of God. Discipleship missions is deeply rooted upon empowerment, empowering on high. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, ang sabi ng Panginoon doon, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Amen? We will receive this power through the Holy Spirit, and therefore we will become His witnesses. Tayo po ay mga saksi sa Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And let's all go back to Matthew 28:18-20 when He said, then, lo, I am with you to the very end of the age. This is discipleship mission. Discipleship is following Jesus to every nation with His power, with His love, with His wonderful life upon us all. At ang sabi nga doon, till the end of time. May the Lord find us at the center of His will, doing His mission with a heart of becoming disciple with Him and for Him. Kaya discipleship missions, apat! Discipleship missions is deeply rooted who Jesus really is. Is that about us? Discipleship mission is deeply rooted upon what Jesus has redemptively done. May ginawa na po si Jesus at hindi na po natin dadagdagan yun. He is our risen King. What a joy it is to know that we who are dead in sin can live with Him because of the power of His resurrection. Discipleship missions is deeply rooted in the global agenda of Jesus. It's about the whole world, bringing the cross to the world. Discipleship missions is deeply rooted upon empowering on high. Personal revival, divine appointment, active obedience. We cannot do it apart from following Jesus. Are you ready to get missional? Crossroad, are we ready to get missional? Then, let's make disciples. Amen. Let us all together pray. Let us put our right hand upon our hearts and let us together pray. Hallelujah, God. We thank You for Your wonderful love, wonderful word, wonderful mission, wonderful call to all of us. To be Your disciples, Lord. And to be entrusted with Your kingdom is a great privilege. May You find us, Lord, authentic, intentional disciples. Disciples that are really, Lord, true, faithful, holy, pleasing to You. And as we engage into mission story, this will only show that we are one with You. We go with You. Our hearts are one with You. Change our lives, Lord. Help us not to sleep. Help us not to lose sight of the spiritual things. And help us not to be distracted. Help us to be focused on You alone. To be missional. And to be missional is to become disciple who makes disciples. All for Your glory, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.